7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are only a few days away from spring. Boy, I tell you, it just cannot come fast enough. This year, it's been a winter that a lot of us will not forget. And it's not just where I live in Maine, it's everywhere. I mean, this past week, central Maine, northern New Hampshire, northern Vermont, parts of New York State and Pennsylvania got between 1 and 2 feet of additional snow. It's just been crazy. There's no stopping. And we have friends, family that live in Virginia, and they were telling us that they're expecting a snowstorm in Virginia on Monday. So they're not very happy with that either. And they said that they've had one of the snowiest winters that they can remember. 2 weeks ago, they had 2 feet of snow. And they never get 2 feet of snow in one storm. Maybe 2 feet of storm in four storms, but never all at once. But it just kept coming and coming and coming. But it is melting, and things are beginning to improve. We're getting close to April. We're halfway there. And before long, we'll be out in the garden. So there's things that need to be done as we prepare for it. And we'll talk about those. And vegetable school will be on at 8 o'clock. And those of you that enjoy vegetable school, we're going to be talking this morning on how to save seeds. So if any of you have any of the heirloom varieties of tomatoes or peppers, or you have some really unusual vegetables and you want to save the seeds, we're going to tell you how to do that. We're going to give you some tips on how to take care of your garden and how to treat some of the seeds so that they don't go bad or are not eaten by crows or rodents in your garden. So we have a lot planned for you today. And we'll also start to talk about the fertilizers that need to go down on your lawn. Those of you that have some visible grass. And we want you to start to look at your grass. Because we've had a lot of snow in many, many areas, and with the cold, and then we've had rain and everything else, and one of the very common diseases that are active during the month of March and April, for those of you that still have snow, if you have clay in your soil, which tends to retain moisture better than a sandy soil, and you do have these big mounds of snow and ice, as it melts, you develop a fungus disease called snow mold. And we'll talk about that and how to get rid of it, because this year it's going to be everywheres with the amount of snow. Talk about lime, how important it is for you to lime your lawn and how it does eliminate and cut back a great deal on weeds like crabgrass and dandelion. So, you know, if you want to cut back on the use of chemical killers for crabgrass and dandelions and chickweed, lime is something that will help you. And those of you that have a wood stove, don't throw that wood ash away. Spread it on your lawn, and that will do the same thing. I had a great email from a listener, and she had a debate with a neighbor about tomatoes. And it rang a bell because my dad was a smoker, and he was having problems with his tomato plants. They just didn't do what they should. And I went, just happened after work, I went by his house, stopped in to say hello, and he was working in the garden, and he had a cigarette in one hand and cultivator in the other, and I said, "Whoa, what are you doing?" And he said, I'm weeding the garden. And I said, "You got a cigarette in your hand." And he said, "Yeah, so what? What are you, your mother, telling me to cut back on smoking?" I said, "Dad, you can't work in the garden around tomatoes, especially tomatoes, with a cigarette." And explain to him that the nicotine that would get on your fingers would transfer to the foliage, and it would encourage diseases to attack your plants. So from that day on, he never smoked in the garden. He came home from work, washed his hands, put a pair of gardening gloves, and worked in the garden. And when he was done, then he could enjoy a cigarette and the big difference in the quality of the plants. So I'll talk to you about that. And then I want you to do something in the next few days, especially those of you that have spring fever really, really bad, and you want to have fun with your neighbors. I did this, oh God, it's got to be 20 years ago. We had bought a business in Maine, and we were selling our house in Massachusetts, and I was living with my aunt and uncle for a couple of months, and they had gone out to eat, and I had worked late, came home, and across the front of their house, I brought home some silk daffodils about this time of the year. And the ground was frozen solid. There was still snow. But when you came up the driveway, the snow had melted in front of the house on both sides of the walkway. And what I did is I filled the tea kettle full of water, got it boiling, took a screwdriver, poured some hot water on the soil, took the screwdriver and jammed it into where the ice had melted from the boiling water till I got into the ground about 4 or 5 inches. And then I placed some silk daffodils and put them in several places around the front of the house to really make it look nice. And my aunt and uncle came home, and they said, "Oh my God, Paul, the house looks so beautiful." But he said, "You know, they're talking for some really cold weather tonight, and we're going to have to take some newspaper and make like a hat to put over them so that the cold doesn't hurt them." And I said, "Well, these are special Maine daffodils, and they'll take the cold weather." So my uncle went out, and he came back inside, and he said, "You're a dead man." And I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "They're silk." I says, "I know, but your neighbors don't know that." And he had more fun because the neighbors kept coming over one at a time and saying to him, "Geez, we planted daffodils at the same time as you. Yours are up and ours are just beginning to poke through the ground. So if you want to have some fun, go out and buy some silts and you can have a great time." In a lot of places that sell silk flowers, near me there's a craft shop called Michael's. And right now all the silks, spring silks, are all 40% off. So we bought a bunch of them the other day and shoveled out an area by the front door because we still have quite a bit of snow. We did get a lot of melt the other day with the storm. But we shoveled out an area. I did the same thing. And one of my neighbors came over and he goes, "Man, I can't believe how fast your tulips and your daffodils came up." He said, "Mine are only like an inch high." I said, "Well, it's because the house faces south and they get more heat. Your front of your house faces north." And he could not believe it till he touched him and said, "You cheated." But you can have fun.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. So if you have any questions or you're getting a little anxious, then now is the time to call. And if you live in an area where the frost is out of the ground, the snow is gone, and you're getting anxious, I know in past years at my house in Maine, when the frost was out of the ground on St. Paddy's Day, my dad always planted peas. So if you're in Massachusetts, you're on Cape Cod, you're in the southern New York State, Pennsylvania, and south, New Jersey and south, then this is the weekend to start to plant your peas in the garden. How's that? So there's a sign that spring is coming. Not a guarantee, but I'll tell you, most years my father did get them in on St. Patrick's Day, and we had pretty good early peas when the weather was consistent and it did settle down. So it's time, and we need to do that. So that'll make a big, big difference. Also want to remind you about our trip to France. It's coming up in late July into August, and it's getting close to the deadline. And we've got some great, great plans for you. So if you'd like to see France and everything that we've got planned, from the 70th anniversary of the storming of the beaches of Normandy to Monet's garden, a truffle farm, a vineyard, an olive farm, and a lot of time in Paris, that you'll have a guided tour of the city, you'll have time by yourself to visit what you would like to in many cities in the country. Also the home where St. Joan of Arc was burnt to the stake, and a lot more. Call Largate Travel, and they'll fill you in with all the information. But it's going to be a great time. We're traveling as a big family. We all stay together. And I know that you will really, really enjoy yourself. Every time we've done these trips, we make more and more friends, and everybody says, this is the best vacation we ever had because we traveled together. And it's not like you're alone. You know, we're all in the group. We eat together, we travel together, we see the sights together, and we had a ball. And, you know, if you'd like to get more information, the phone number is 203-757-9481, and they will help you out. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, you just click on the trip to France, and you'll see everything that we're going to be doing. And in July, Monet's Garden is going to be incredible. And next week, I'm going to give you a list of the flowers that will be in bloom when we get to Monet's house. And we were able to move a lot of things around. And the thing that I'm really excited about is, we're going to get there. We're going to get up early, have breakfast at the hotel, jump on a bus, and we're going to be one of the first buses to get to Monet's house. To some of you, you say, well, that's not a big deal. It is, because if you get there early, you can take the pictures without having the gardens filled with 10, 15 tour buses full of people in the garden, so that you can take the whole expanse of the garden and see a lot more without bumping into everybody. So we're going to have a good time. We'd love to have you join us, but the time is running out. So, you know, go to my website, paulparent.com, read about it, see what we're going to be doing, and I know that you'll want to join us. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if we can help you, it's early. I know you're probably having a cup of coffee looking at the Sunday paper. Joining us, give us a call. They will work together to solve your problems. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about Camilla.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what's happening with your camellias.
Well, the problem is my daughter moved to Venice, Florida last year, and I bought her a camellia bush for the property. And I was wondering, how should she take care of it? I mean, do you deadhead it? What kind of fertilizer to use down there? Because I'm not familiar with the soil and what have you down there.
Okay. Where in Florida is she living?
Venice.
Dennis, so she's in the southern part of Florida.
On the Gulf, yes.
Okay. Because of the heat, tell her to plant them in the shade. Okay, so that's okay. going to be the first thing. I mean, this time of the year, it isn't a big deal. But when you get into June, July, and August, and you start getting those 100-degree days, if the plants are in full hot sun, the foliage is going to go from deep green to yellow, and the plant just doesn't like it. A camellia plant is a tropical plant that prefers a cool climate. So by putting it in the shade, is going to do a lot better than in the full sun. I'll tell you, my son, where he lives in Central Florida, I don't know how plants grow because there's no topsoil. It's all sand. The first time I planted something in his house, I just kept digging, and I was down 2 feet, and it was just pure sand. So what we did is we dug an oversized hole. We dumped several bags of topsoil, and then we planted directly in it. We added some soil moist granules to help to retain the moisture. And the plants have done real well. Now, the camellias in Florida are in bloom now. This is their time. They bloom during February and March. And then in March, the azaleas will start to bloom in Florida, and then it will move up. And you'll see that in a couple of weeks when they have the big golf tournament in Georgia, that all the dogwoods will be in bloom, and the azaleas will be in bloom. But in Florida, plant them in the shade. Add some soil, and if it's a plant that, say, is like 3 feet tall, a couple feet wide, I would add 2 50-pound bags of topsoil. Add some soil moist, a little bit of manure if she has some, and then just keep it moist, and she should be okay. And then when the blooms go by, they'll actually fall, the buds, the faded buds will fall right off the plant. So it's not a plant that you've got to keep cleaning. It's a self-cleaning plant, and beautiful flowers. I mean, they look just like miniature, not a gardenia, but a peony. Looks like a miniature peony. And they come in all different colors. Some will stay small, like around 3 feet, and some will get up as high as 6, 7, 8 feet and even taller. And if you want to control the size, you can tell her that when they finish blooming, it would be the time to cut back the plant to control the size. And what will happen is, when it gets done blooming, you cut it back, and side shoots will develop, and the plant's going to get wider and thicker, and it's going to produce more blossoms, and at the same time, you're controlling the size of the plant. When I went to school at the University of Massachusetts, we had a greenhouse where we learned all of our tropical plants. And it was a good size glass greenhouse, beautiful. And 3/4 of the greenhouse was tropical plants. Ficus, Schefflera, you know, all of the common house plants. But we had, there was a way for us to learn them. And the end third were camellias. And most of them were planted directly in the ground. But the tropical house was kept 75 to 80 degrees, and the camellia house was kept around 50 to 55. So that's why I say put it in the shade and use a general purpose fertilizer. And I'm sure that where she lives, if she goes to a garden center, they will have a camellia granular fertilizer that she can put down, and it will help them to grow very, very well. But it's a great plant. It blooms before the azaleas so that you get some nice early color, because forsythia doesn't do well in southern Florida. It's just too hot. So the camellias replace the forsythia, and then the azaleas come into bloom. and put down some bark mulch around them to help keep the soil cool and retain moisture when it gets really, really warm. And she'll really enjoy those particular plants. And find out, or she can call in the garden center where you bought the plants, and they can tell you the height and the width expected. Because sometimes you buy a little camellia in a 1 or 2 gallon can, and you figure, well, it's not going to get very big, and 10 years down the road, it's at the gutter of your house, and it's just overpowering everything. Because some varieties will get in that 10 to 12 foot. Some will stay nice and short in the 3 to 4. So find that out, and then that way she can plant them in the right place. Anything else we can help you with?
No, I wanted to mention also that I live in a condominium here in Massachusetts, and one of my neighbors is a George Brown, and evidently you went to school with him?
Yes.
Years and years ago?
Years and years ago.
Right. He said to say hello when I call.
Well, thank you. And you say, you know, thank him for remembering me. We really appreciate it. But, it's been a long time since we've talked.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and you have a great weekend. And enjoy St. Patty's Day. Coming up on Sunday. This week, in fact, today, is my wife's birthday. She is a Duncan, so she's a good Irish stock, and was born like 5 minutes before St. Patrick's Day. So because she was born the day before, or a few minutes before, her mother said she will not be called Patricia, because she was not born on St. Patrick's Day. She will be Christine, and my wife appreciates that. But big parades all over the country today, Boston, Chicago, New York. They're celebrating the holiday. It's a fun time. Just, you know, drink in moderation. Make sure you've got a designated driver. Have a party. And enjoy the first holiday as we end winter and we get ready for spring, because that's happening on Friday. And that's a real good thing. Now, the other thing that you can start to think about is applying fertilizer to your lawn. And if you want to do it organically, there's a company called Natural Alternative, and they're a great company. It's all natural. It's all organic. And the other thing is they are phosphorus-free. So if you live near a lake or a pond or a river, or you live on a slope where you get a lot of leaching, this will prevent algae from forming in the water. So it's phosphorus-free. It keeps your lakes clean, your rivers clean, your wetlands clean without encouraging algae growth. This food is brand new. It's all natural. It's all organic. And they include a lot of microbes to help to rebuild your soil. And that's the problem when you use something like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5. There's no microbes in it. There's nothing there to make the soil come back to life. And a good example, if you've got a good lawn and you get a good soaking rain, what I want you to do is to go out at night after a good soaking rain with a flashlight. And I want you to walk around on your lawn and see if there's any worms, night crawlers, that have come out of the grass. when you use a straight chemical fertilizer with no microbes, no bacteria, no fungi to help to rebuild the structure of the soil, the earthworms tend to disappear. And earthworms are really important because they're digging through the soil, they're blending it, they're adding the worm castings, and the more worms you have, the better your grass is going to be. So if you've been using a strictly chemical, you probably don't have any earthworms. I know growing up, if what we used to do is we would put the sprinkler on the lawn around 5 o'clock, really soak the lawn really good, go back out about 8 o'clock at night, the night crawlers came out, we could pick them right from the lawn, and then we could go fishing. So, but if you're not getting that, it's a sign that you need to change the type of fertilizer and use something that's organic. But this natural alternative has iron in it, so it's going to make your grass greener, and it will promote a stronger root system. So go to your local nursery, ask for natural alternative, and it's a really, really good product. I used it last year, very pleased with it, and I'm going to use it on my lawn again this year. If we can help you, the number to call, toll free, 855-660-4261.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green, MagiCal Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Paragon Club. Again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And for those of you that have lost your snow cover and you planted some bulbs in the spring, in the fall rather, for spring flowers, things like snowdrops, if they're near the house or someplace where they're sheltered, are probably poking through the ground. And it looks like like a little helicopter for your maple seed pods. White in color with a green tip. And they're all coming into bloom right now. Some of your early crocuses are coming into bloom. And then if you like yellow, one of my favorite is called Eranthus. And it looks like a little yellow buttercup with a whirl of foliage on it. And they're in bloom at this time of the year. They like late winter, early spring color. And they will really help to cheer you up when we need it at this time of the year. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from Rhode Island with a question about grass seeds.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Aaron Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for taking my call. I have two questions today, if you don't mind. One is about a pea seed we got at the Boston Flower Show. And it said it grows to 6 feet tall, and you can pick it all year, all season, that is. But what I was wondering about, I'm going to see if I can do it. I'm going to keep it moist, like it said. It came in a little plastic a pot with the peat, you know, those little peat cups they have there. Mm-hmm. And what time, if I'm lucky enough to get it to germinate, what time of the year do you put it in the ground?
Now, these are edible peas?
Yes, they are. I don't know, it didn't say what type it was. It just said it has to be staked, and it will grow to 6 feet tall, and you can have, you know, pick it all through the whole thing it was growing once it gets up there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, if where you live in Rhode Island, the snow cover's gone, the frost is out of the ground. My father, when we lived south of Boston in a town called Scituate, Massachusetts, my dad would plant his peas on St. Paddy's Day. And he just did it at one end of the garden. It was the high end, and we never had a problem with water. And if the weather gets nice, they'll come right up. And what he used to do for his peas, because they would get up 3 or 4 feet, he would get some wire fence posts and metal, drive them into the ground about 10 feet apart, and then you can buy a nylon netting at your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store that's in that 3 to 4 foot range, and he would attach that to the metal metal fence post, and the peas would attach themselves to it, and we had nice early peas. And he would plant on the front and the back of this netting, and that way you're getting twice as many plants coming up. So you don't just do the front, plant the back too, put your peas in the ground about an inch, and space your peas about 2 inches apart, and just keep it moist, and they'll do very, very well for you.
Okay.
And that way you can have some early peas.
Okay.
But that's something that you start directly in the ground.
Okay, and you don't have to wait till the soil, well, I guess you have to wait till the ground softens up, right?
Yeah, you're going to need to wait until the frost is out of the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
So the best, you know, just take a shovel,
yeah,
walk out into the ground and you know, push it in the ground, jump on it, and if you're only going in a couple of inches, then you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, okay. Paul, I want to ask you another question about grass seed. I've had a bag of grass seed done this for a couple of years, and it's dry and clean, and can I mix that grass seed in with my bird seed?
Yeah, the birds will still eat it.
Yes.
But you can still put it in your lawn.
Yeah.
The thing that's going to happen is when you buy a grass seed, it has to have a minimum of 80% germination. And grass that's 2 and 3 years old may have a germination percentage of 50 to 60%. So put it on heavy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.